You're listening to Weekend Edition on NHPR, and I'm Amanda Loader. Good morning. A major snowstorm continues to work its way across the state today. Joining me to give us the latest on weather conditions is meteorologist Rob St. Pierre. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
This storm was set to work its way through southern New Hampshire starting yesterday afternoon and continue moving across the state overnight. So far, which areas have seen the most snowfall?
Well, I've seen the most snow over southeastern New Hampshire toward the seacoast. And we're probably going to see the higher amounts over maybe Hillsborough County and southwestern New Hampshire and most places south of Concord. Most of the precipitation from this storm is out over the ocean, out over the Atlantic. And so it looks like the southern third of the state probably see the higher amounts.
How much snow should these areas expect?
Totals will probably range somewhere between 5 and 10 inches. There may be a few isolated spots that get a little above that, but right now it does look like, for the most part, not too many locations getting above 10 inches. It's going to be much colder across northern parts of the state, so even though they won't see as much precipitation, the fact that it'll be such a fluffy snow, I'll see several inches up there as well. And it looks like everything is pretty much going to be clearing out as we head through the latter part of the day.
And, of course, if you don't have to, you shouldn't really travel at the moment. But for those folks who do find themselves on the road, where can they expect the most hazardous travel conditions?
Through today, the worst travel conditions will be across northern parts of the state, although the snow should be winding down there as well. Probably the only thing that'll be of concern will probably be some blowing snow. It looks like the storm is moving out pretty quickly, and if anything, it looks like most of it's going to be impacting Maine for the rest of today.
And when do you expect the storm to have worked its way through the state?
Probably toward midday or so. What will be left early this afternoon, there could be some light snow left over way up across the White Mountains and up toward the Canadian border. There are also a few snow showers across eastern New York, around the Albany area associated with an upper-level low to the west. And that's going to rotate through, but even that should just be a few more snowflakes that may rotate through southern parts of New Hampshire, probably by mid-morning or so, and that should be out of here before noontime.
And in addition to heavy snowfall, Rockingham County is also under a coastal flood warning. How does that affect the seacoast in conjunction with the ongoing storm?
Well, the strong winds coming off the ocean, east winds or northeast winds, could produce some splash over on roadways that are especially vulnerable, bridges right along the coast. And sometimes what happens is that enhances the precipitation amounts, but it also tends to bring in warmer air, and that could cause some sleet or even a little bit of rain to mix in. So right along the immediate coast, sometimes what that does is it knocks down accumulations, and then you go a little further inland where the temperatures are still considerably colder. That's where you could see enhanced snowfall amounts. But again, it looks like through maybe noontime or so is probably the highest risk of any coastal flooding occurring down toward the seacoast there.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob St. Pierre is a meteorologist with Hometown Forecast Services in Nashua.